mass extinctions now, and Henrik Svensson is trying to work out why they happen. The answer might lie beneath our feet.
Let me bring you back 10 years or 15 years when my colleague, Sverre Planki, discovered some amazing structures from seismic data offshore Norway, almost like big volcano structures. You can see them on seismic reflection data, extending perhaps 4 or 5 kilometers down into the seafloor. And he was really intrigued by this and wanted to understand what they were.
How big are they then in terms of cross-section? Because obviously that's very tall, but what about across?
Up to 10 kilometers across. So really big kind of crater structures. And to make a long story short, I started doing work in South Africa to look at fairly similar type of structures exposed on land to really get a better feeling for what this could be. What I found was really amazing. I found big structures, big craters filled with crushed rocks, but I didn't find any volcanic rocks. So my conclusion was that these structures were formed by gas release, explosive gas release from the Earth's crust, and that the gas release was triggered by the action of igneous rocks melt in the Earth's crust.
Why did they form where they formed then?
They formed because in the subsurface, 183 million years ago, that part of South Africa was intruded by melt, and the melt triggered gas formation, and that led to overpressure and then blowout structures, almost like volcanic structures, releasing the gas to the atmosphere.
It's like an exhaust pipe for a volcano.
Yes, that's a fairly good description.
And what would be the effect of these things? What would come up through them for how long, and what would be the local environment?
That's been a subject of research for many years, and we have different approaches to this. We do the fieldwork, we look at the minerals inside these pipe structures, and we also do theoretical modeling to understand what's coming out of these pipes. And in conclusion, the gas composition that's coming out is related to what type of rocks are heated in the subsurface. So if you heat sand with pore fluids, with water, you form water vapor. If you heat shales, which is rich in organic matter, you might form methane or CO2. But for the case of South Africa, the main gas component, we think, was methane. And then, of course, things start to get interesting because methane is the greenhouse gas. And we're trying to quantify the volumes of gas release, and it's definitely within the range that it would have created global warming if it was erupted fast enough.
Gosh, so how long would these things have remained active, do you think?
That's a question which is extremely difficult to answer. We're doing the best we can with the best available methods, and we can say that everything happened within 500,000 years.
That's quite short, isn't it? What sort of volume of gas are we talking about?
Billions of tons of gas.
Gosh, so that's going to be quite a few degrees, potentially, of global temperature change, if all that sort of gets burped out in one convulsive release.
That's right. And if you look at what happened on Earth at the same time as these pipe structures formed, there was indeed a global warming episode in the early Jurassic. So we think that perhaps these two could be linked together. The main challenge today is however, to find the direct link, not only to say that this happened at the same time, but to actually say that they were linked process-wise. And that's really difficult.
So what are the outstanding questions? Where are you thinking this needs to go next to try and resolve this?
I think we need to understand extinction mechanisms. You know, what can actually lead to the demise of life on Earth? And at the moment, there is a big confusion about processes leading to warming, for instance, and then extinction mechanisms, which is a bit different. So we need to merge the ideas about how the Earth has evolved with evidence from the field, with evidence from geochemistry, but also with what actually can cause extinctions.
Henrik Svensson.